Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 25th, 2023. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and I am joined right now by some of our favorite people. We have our friends from the ODC with us today. First off, want to say hello to our friend Callie. Callie Johnson's with us. Hey, Callie, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for being here. Always good to see you.
Yes.
And thank you so much for bringing some wonderful people with you. We have Odessa and Travis with us. Odessa, it's good to see you again.
Hello. Nice to see you, too.
How you been?
Awesome.
Wait, you're not coming here to take my job, are you? This is like the second time you've been here now.
I think it's my third.
It's your third. I gotta watch out for you. You're gonna take my job. No, it's always good to see you. Thank you very much for being here. Looking forward to talking more. Travis, I don't know if you've joined us before, have you?
No.
I didn't think so.
Not yet.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Travis. Thanks a lot for being here, man. Looking forward to talking to you in just a moment. Odessa, I understand that recently you were at a self-determination conference. Mm-hmm. How did that go?
It went really well, just like last year. I think this year was a lot more bigger crowd as far as those who went. It was just a lot more from Marshfield and a few from Rapids besides myself, and I think some from Plover as well. So we had a nice, I believe we all had a nice time, and it was really nice days too. I mean, because last year was like a little bit cooler, but this year was just right.
It was right weather
just
this year.
Right.
That's nice.
Weather.
That is nice. What kind of things did you do there?
Most, just like last year, like usually they have like a bunch of things that, like different vendors, and they can just browse around, and then you have sessions you do. And one of the sessions that I thought was part of my favorites is learning about podcasting.
Hmm, cool.
And you know what podcasting is?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do a podcast with my daughter. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun, yeah. So you've learned about that? That's a cool thing to learn about. That's fun.
So podcasting is kind of like radio, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much, yeah. I think that's a very good comp. It's very much like radio. So you enjoyed that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, very cool.
Yep, especially when they talked about, like, you know, in order to become like a podcaster, of course you have to think about like anything. They have to think about like the starting basics, you have to have a title, your logos and stuff.
I'm very lucky my daughter took care of all that. I am not good at that stuff. And I'm glad you're getting into podcasting and not radio, Callie. I need this job. Don't you take my job for nothing, she said. That's very cool. That's a really fun thing for people, especially I would imagine for the creative world to be you guys to be able to get into. Callie, if you don't mind, when it comes to conferences like this, how vital are they with not only the work you guys are doing before your clients?
I think it's extremely vital. This year we did various brat fries to help raise funds to be able to send clients or the individuals who we support who are interested in self-determination or learning more about their rights and self-advocacy. We raised money to be able to send because we do, like Odessa said, have more and more folks who are interested in just like any conference for anybody. It's investing in yourself. It's growing. It's learning new things that you didn't even know about before. And it's meeting new people and interacting, like Odessa mentioned, with vendors and just stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit. So it's extremely vital. These opportunities are instrumental in everyone's development, and we're just excited when the individuals who we support want to take advantage of those opportunities to work on themselves and learn and grow. So I really commend Odessa and the other folks who stepped up and attended, and again, the community who supports our efforts to be able to offer these types of opportunities.
We've been doing this a while, Callie. You saw right where I was going with this, I think, because I do find all that very interesting, and most importantly, what it can do for the clients and people like you, Odessa, and everything. That's a beautiful thing right there. But in order to be able to do these things, we do need the community support. We do need you guys participating participating at Milkweed Market or haunted house events like we just had, and we're going to talk with Travis about and everything. So I do appreciate that, Kelly, not only that feedback right there that you gave, but this community as well, so that we can have things like this.
Right. Nobody can do it alone.
Yep.
We all need that support system and that encouragement to just, well, A, present these options so people know about them, mm-hmm. but B, take advantage of them when they're there, and the community support to be able to do that is, we
takes
can always rely on that.
Right. Takes a village. When it comes to these conferences, are they something that you and the staff are also able to learn things from and attend?
Yes. Mm. Yep. Staff go to accompany the folks who, you know, might need some additional supports, mm-hmm. but it really is about learning self-advocacy and, right, Odessa, like what you're capable of all on your own. And I think that your eyes are open to that when you go to that type of conference.
It seems like a really nice reminder and a chance to really give some self-empowerment, to really show that you can do things, and you know, it's your life and you're in control in these things. And that's a beautiful thing right there. That's cool. Odessa, was there anything else about the conference that you thought were noteworthy that you wanted to touch on, mention or anything? Because it sounded like a real fun time.
Oh, yes. I think one of the stuff that I thought was my favorite, well, other than just seeing everyone, especially when you, sometimes with like last year and this year, and you start to see some other different faces, like, because, like last year was more like an anniversary. Mm-hmm. This year, I think it was just more just an ordinary year. So
that's cool.
So other than that, I did see throughout the vendors, that there was one that was talking to me about learning how, especially those who love games and all that, to learn how to create your own game or something.
Wow. Neat. Oh, that is really cool. Mm. That is cool. I'm so glad you had a good time at the conference. That's really cool. Were you able to take in the Halloween event, the haunted house?
I was at work on Friday, so I did see a lot of it starting to come to life. Mm-hmm. But from the conference, I was just too wiped out.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But I did hear a lot of good comments about how it turned out. So
you aren't alone. My partner here in that station, Seth, him and his boy went down to it. And the first thing on Monday when I saw him, the first thing he wanted to talk about was the haunted house and how well attended it was and how great it was. Travis, you guys had a big turnout for this. It was pretty cool to see, I bet.
Yes, it was.
Before we talk about the event, I wanted to just rewind a little bit and how it was created and how much time went into it and creativity went into it. Were you a part of the creating of the haunted house, Travis?
I was just working there Friday night and Saturday night.
Cool. I imagine a lot of time and a lot of energy went into this.
Yep, there was 2,500 people showed up.
It's incredible. Incredible. I did a double take at that number, Kelly. I thought that was beyond impressive.
We did not know what to expect. We did do it last year. We, have a group of people who are crazy obsessed with Halloween.
Very into Halloween. Yes, very into Satanism.
Which is great. Yeah. And so one gal has, her name's Amanda, an enormous amount of inflatables, animatronics, characters, costumes, decorations. And so we really tapped into her resources. And again, last year we started it at our Marshfield ODC. We had about 600 folks come through. This year we're going to try it in Rapids, see how it goes. We knew the Facebook event was blowing up. So oh my gosh, we might get 1,000 people at this one. And then to have 2,500 people come through.
It's incredible.
Again, though, as part of an initiative that ODC is really trying to tap into, our whole tagline is connecting people and communities. we want to be able to give back to our community mm-hmm. as much as we are a not-for-profit. We're like, what can we do to, as a free community event, that just brings people together? Mm-hmm. It's really as simple as that.
Especially, you know, it's a little different than when we were kids, you know, trick-or-treating these days. Parents want their, you know, events more than necessarily letting the kids just kind of run out there, come back before dark, you know, that kind of thing. And so more having more events like that are key, I think, to communities going forward. And then there's events like this where we're able to be a part of it while also knowing if I take my kids there, I'm also putting back into my community. I'm adding to the ODC. I'm adding to the clients there, to the work you guys do. So there's that added bonus that is not only great for us as adults, but kids are watching. Kids are taking these things in.
Right.
They're seeing you go out of your way to go to an ODC haunted house because you believe in the ODC and you want to add to the ODC along with having a good time.
Correct. Yes. It's a win-win for both us and the community and families who are looking for things to do. And again, free donations were accepted. We do know how generous people can be, but we don't want to hinder anybody who, you know, gets uncomfortable or can't afford or mm-hmm. wants to be able to do these fun things with their families but don't have the means. That's what we're there for. And it a lot of work does go into it, but we're happy to do that, to be able to give back to our community. I mean, that gives so much to us. So.
And we're so thankful not only to this this community and overwhelming support that they give to events like this, but to you guys at the ODC for thinking of these things, for opening your doors to us as a community and welcoming us and everything. That's a pretty cool thing mm-hmm. too. It's such a mutual thing. It's such a mutual beneficial thing and a mutual like appreciation thing. Like, hey, we appreciate you. No, we appreciate you. It's just this back and forth of like constantly kind of.
That's absolutely
like,
how it
no,
was.
Thank you.
And
no, thank you.
Waited like, gosh, an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And no complaints. Yeah. I mean, it was just, you saw the best of people really that night.
Well said.
And that's exactly what we hoped for and wanted. And the food truck vendors, we had Fleur de Lis out of Marshfield. We had Trippy Treats here in Rapids and Rocky Rococo's from Rapids. All said that they did just fantastic and were very much supported that night. And again, just good feels, good vibes, and a good time for everybody. And Trav, he can tell you who he was dressed as.
Yeah, Travis, I want to know what you were dressed as. What were you doing at the haunted house?
I was dressed up as Freddy Krueger and scaring people.
Oh, I can see you. I bet you made a good Freddy Krueger. I bet you made. Did you have fun doing it?
Yep, it was fun.
Did you have the hat and the
sweater and the fake fingers. Claw and the
See Odessa the asking the great interview questions. She really is going to take my job. She really That was a good question. That was a good question. So you got all in the gear. You had fun doing that. Was that one of the main job that you did at the haunted house?
Oh yeah.
Were there other people dressed up as stuff?
Yep. There was like Freddy Krueger, and then there was a bunch of clowns.
Oh, nice,
and
nice.
And then there was a witch, and then there was a chef behind the kitchen.
Cool. Travis, were you and your friends there? Were you guys surprised by how many people came?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I bet.
Yep.
I understand, Travis. You have a job that you wanted to tell us about that you do as well. What are you doing for work?
I work at Anytime Fitness for 10 years. I'm a cleaner, and I got a free membership.
Nice.
I like the customers because they're always nice to me.
Yeah, that's really cool to hear, man. That's very, very cool to hear. And I've heard nothing but good things about the people and the staff over there at Anytime Fitness. It's not surprising.
Yeah.
You've been there 10 years, huh?
10 years.
Wow. What is it about the job that you enjoy?
Well, when they have like dirty rags, I take them home and wash them and then dry them and then take them to work and fold them
up. Nice. That's cool. That's very cool.
And I would like to say thank you, Emily, for hiring me back. And I would like to say welcome to the team, Dana. You are the best as boss.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Travis. Well said. Very well said, sir. I'd like to take this opportunity to businesses out there to let them know, especially in this day and age when people are looking for good workers all over the place. We've got them. They're right at the ODC. Mm-hmm. People like Travis, people like Odessa are just sitting there waiting to be put into the workforce. Callie, I understand that it is a main part of the job there at the ODC to not only empower your clients, but to help them find jobs, to help them find independence, if you will. Maybe that's a better way to put it. But when it comes to you talking to businesses, and here's a straight up opportunity to just be talking straight to businesses right now. How do you, I don't want to say sell this to them, but how do you pitch this to them? How do you talk about this with businesses when we're talking about getting your clients and the clients at the ODC, I should say, into the workforce?
Yeah. Well, I think these two, if you just listen to them and how much they enjoy the work that they do and how proud they are to be a part of an employment opportunity or any employer would be lucky to have.
They kind of sell
Travis
themselves, don't
or
they?
An Odessa. Yeah, you don't really need me, but yeah. I mean, just the fact that Trav just gave a shout out to his boss and, you know, the appreciation for the job and wanting to work hard and being taking pride of your work is huge. So they sell themselves, but I feel like if employers are hesitant or unsure, they should definitely stop in at ODC, email us, or call to just at least ask questions, have the conversation. There are temporary work experience opportunities where we can put folks in a role and see how it goes. Mm-hmm. There's no commitment in the beginning, just to, you know, just like a job shadow or an internship to see how it all works out. But more often than not, you're not going to be disappointed that you tried it and you'll end up hiring the individual. And everybody wants a job. Everybody wants to feel good about the work that they do. It totally builds self-confidence and helps you feel better about yourself, earning a paycheck and just feeling like, you know, an inclusive part of our society by working hard and earning your work.
Yeah.
So,
you know, one of the biggest things that you look for as an employer is loyalty, hard work, you know, and somebody who's going to care, who's going to put their heart into the job and everything. And it's harder and harder to find for a lot of businesses out there. Those three qualities you get with every client at the ODC. It's built in. It's right there. You can't put a price on something like that. That part of it is very intriguing to me.
The skills can be learned, right?
Yes.
The skill set. Whether it's cleaning, whether it's administrative tasks, whether it's Odessa does a lot of phone calls for our PR department. You know, she can certainly, she's totally capable of improvising, but we could, you can offer that script and then say add your own touch to if you're thankful because you get to do these opportunities. So a lot of the skills can be taught. But like you said, those innate qualities of loving your job and wanting to do a good job. It's hard to teach that.
Yeah. And I'm so thankful this came up because I haven't thought about this in probably two decades, but and I've mentioned this many times that my Aunt Pat was benefited by the ODC and Pam and the work that she did one-on-one with her and helping her and everything. This is the very early days of the ODC because I'm old and I've been around for a while, but this was a long time ago this took place. But one of the things I hadn't thought about in a long time was my Aunt Pat's first job after her accident that happened was at Shopko, and the ODC helped her get that job. And it wasn't long after that that my aunt was going out more and doing more things. And at this point now, I'm not sure where she is. I know she's doing well, she's happy, but she travels all the time now. She's got a husband, she travels, like she's out there bopping around and everything. That doesn't happen without Pam. That doesn't happen without the ODC. And that's something that the part of this I hadn't thought of is the employer and how good they will feel giving an opportunity to one of these clients. We have so many great nonprofits, so many great businesses in this area that love to step up and help out and do what they can to benefit another business or another nonprofit. Here is a PR dream of being able to help somebody, help a client at the ODC, while also knowing that you're going to feel dang good doing this too, you know, helping somebody get a step up, helping somebody gain some independence. That has a benefit on you as well. I don't think we think about that or talk about that very often, but yes, it's good PR. It helps your business. You have a good employee. Those are all great things. But as a human being, the good feeling that you get from helping somebody else out, I don't think about that very often, but I was thinking of my Aunt Pat's old boss at Chopco and how much she loved my aunt and how sad she was when my aunt had to move and everything. And, you know, employers get a lot from this too, not just the you know, economic impact.
Right. Yeah, it does go overlooked. I mean, it is kind of a natural feeling. I mean, it just becomes a natural fit when you find that person and you realize they care and they're doing a good job for you. You're realizing... you're coming to those realizations mm-hmm. that it's good for both ends. So I would just encourage people to give it a try. Like, if you're even thinking about it, come have the conversation with some of our employment coordinators who, you know, have a caseload of folks who want to work, often know the fields that they want to work in, mm-hmm. and can really match people up with those employers to do a good job.
If I'm a business and I would like to reach out to you guys about this, just get a hold of the regular number. Just look at the website, odc.com, or is that?
odcinc.com.
odcinc.com, yes.
Follow us on Facebook and reach out, or just call the general line and we'll get you pointed in the right direction.
I'll make sure to get that information out before we wrap up.
Yes.
I did want to wrap up a little bit because it's just got a couple of minutes left. I want to talk a little Milkweed Market with you. You know how much I love that place.
I know. Well, yeah, we see. Right here.
Yeah, always advertising.
In the world, the Higgs and the t-shirts, Ink Splash. You're like decked out.
Yeah. big fan, big supporter.
Especially all the fall stuff I'm seeing now. It's like, oh man.
Oh, is that all out, Odessa? The fall stuff is out? That's cool.
Fall stuff is beautiful.
I thought I saw some popcorn in there now.
There is kettle corn.
Yes,
yeah, so
if
good.
If anyone loves popcorn, go all right. Grab a bag.
That's it. I'm going over there. You guys take care of the rest of the interview. I'm going over there.
Yeah.
We got great things coming up with the Milkweed Market.
Yeah, so next weekend already, I can't even believe it, but a lot of the shops do it, their holiday open houses, right away the first week of November. So Milkweed Markets is November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And again, the store will be flipped and transitioned to... all of the Christmas and holiday decor and goods that you can imagine.
That's right.
And we always get a good crowd at that. And just throughout the holiday season, people are becoming more and more thoughtful and have supported us since day one. But to shop local, like before you, if you think you can't find it in town, like just at least stop in some of these small businesses and take a look. You'll be surprised. Our pricing is competitive, and it's a feel-good purchase. Again, you're supporting ODC's mission to empower people with disabilities, but you're also you're gaining something out of it too.
Yeah, you're investing in your community. You're not only getting some awesome, you know, individual items that you probably can't find anywhere else, which my mother loves, but you also are putting back in your community. You're making an investment in your community. It is a win-win situation.
Right. Yep. And we, of course, will be celebrating Black Friday and Small Business Saturday later in November too. So. If you're on social media, follow Milkweed Market on Facebook. That's where sometimes they'll post giveaways.
They'll
post contests and coupons. And they'll, of course, post all the up-to-date event information and some pics, some teaser pics of some of the products that they're making in the store. So, and you'll see the folks who... we support the individuals who we support working in there. And so please stop in this holiday season, see what they have to offer. You won't be disappointed.
Yeah. You can find out more at odcinc.com. That's odcinc.com. Be sure to go there. And you can always give them a call, too. Again, if you're a business or anybody else that would like to contact the ODC, 715-424-2717. That's 424-2712. That is the phone number, 424-2712. That's the number to call. Odessa, Travis, thank you. you so much for hanging out with us today, putting up with my questions and everything. Thank you both so much. You guys got to come back soon, okay?
Yep.
Callie, you can come too. Okay. No, Callie, you got it. Yep. You know we love you, Callie. We appreciate you. Thanks so much to you and the team over there. Say hi to everybody over at the ODC staff for us, you guys, and we'll talk again real soon.
And again, if I just want to add, you know, going to this conference is a great experience, and if I hopefully will like to go again next year, but still, if there are still those who still want to go next year, it's don't be afraid to ask to go.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Otis. Thank you.
I mean, really, it's a nice experience.
Thank you. We appreciate that. And thank you for the time, you three. We'll talk again real
soon. Thanks for having us.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.